The measure aimed at reducing what's known as double dipping would require employees to wait 75 days between retiring from their jobs and coming back. It would also limit the amount of time they could work and still draw retirement benefits to about 1,400 hours a year. Republican Budget Committee co-chair John Nygren says that amounts to more than 7 hours a day for a teacher working a 180-day school year.
You're coming pretty darn close to a person in a school system being able to work full-time and be able to fit this requirement. So I think this is a very reasonable and measured approach.
While this issue has been widely publicized, it's not exactly widespread. A recent audit found about 2,800 state and university workers used the option between 2007 and 2011. Racine Democrat Corey Mason pointed out that local governments and school boards actually like the ability to do this because they can save money and retain experienced people.
I understand the concern that you're raising, but in real terms for us, this is going to be more expensive for taxpayers and create some really bad outcomes for the community that they're trying to serve.
That plan passed on a party line vote. The Budget Committee also voted yesterday to go along with Governor Walker's proposal to create a new $50 surcharge on state employees who smoke. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.